Hello again and welcome back to Britain Under the Microscope. 欢迎又回到闲话英文。Hello, Anlan.
Hello, everybody.
So, what are we going to talk about today?
So, today, we're going to be talking a little bit about accents again.
Okay.
So, you remember we talked about accents and、mm-hmm. pronunciation and the difference、
yep.
before. So, today, we're going to be taking a look at a very specific accent.
Oh, is it like RP or heightened RP?
No, we're going to be going the other end of the range now. And we're going to be talking about Cockney.
Oh, yeah, Cockney. I have been waiting for this episode, actually. Cockney. So, if you still remember all these accents that we talked about in the episode about accents, about British accents, you would know Cockney is a London accent, right? It's East London, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.East and a little bit at South London as well.
中文里把它叫做东伦敦音或东伦敦腔。So is it, you said it's not just in East London?
No, the accent, it comes around most of London actually. And the accent can also be called Estuary English as
Estuary.
Well.
But originally, where did this word come from?
Well, originally it means Londoners who were born within earshot. So earshot means that they can hear、the bells of St. Mary Le Bow.
St. Mary Le Bow. 如果去过伦敦的小伙伴们应该知道 St. Mary Le Bow is a famous church.
Yeah.
In the city of London, 在金融城那边。
Yeah, that's in. So it's a church, it's quite close to St. Paul's Cathedral.、And the idea is that you were a true Londoner.Or you were a true Cockney, if you were born and you could actually hear the bells from where you were born.
So it's like a short radius of St. Mary Le Bow, the church. By the way, is there a street or a district called Cheapside?
Yeah.
The actual cheap, like expensive and cheap, Cheapside.
No, cheap in this is actually an old English word. It means market.
Oh, market side.
Yeah.
That's basically where Cockney speakers are.
Well, originally.
Originally.
Yeah.、Now it's mostly banks and businesses.、Cheapside is between St. Paul's Cathedral and the Royal Exchange and Bank of England.、
So now it's super, super rich, loaded with money.
Yeah.
But before it was quite working class.
Oh, yeah. And Cockney is very much associated with people who are living in the East End of London.、So which was for many, many years the main working class area of London.
For English people, for British people, when people hear Cockney accent, what is the impression they get?
Well, the main stereotype of Cockneys are they're very friendly, they're very loyal to their friends, but they're not very cultured.
So not like highly educated.
No. And they're also, there's a slight undertone of being a criminal as well.
This I've actually heard. So Cockney accentSometimes it's seen as 黑话 so it's like a secret language, like a secret code、among criminals, so that other people will not understand what they're saying.
Yeah, that's kind of where the words come from,、that whole idea, which we'll talk a little bit about later.、
So Cockney, essentially, it's kind of like the Chinese, very 接地气 very 豪爽 but,、but not like super well-educated.
Yeah,、so they're kind of, as I say, it's like,borderline criminal, but it's not serious crimes.
So how is it different? I mean, obviously we can hear it, but are there any special pronunciational rules that set Cockney apart from like standard English RP?
Quite a few, actually. This is actually a little bit of the London accent、as well. So this is the type of accent that I heard and sometimes used when I was growing up. So, for example, the letter T is sometimes not pronounced in the middle of a word. So, for example, water.
So you will not pronounce the T sound?
Yeah. So it comes out as water.
What?
Almost. water.
What?
Water. Better. So, for example, butter will come out
butter.
As butter.
Huh?
Butter. So it's in your throat, so you stop saying that T, so like water.Butter.
Is it just a kind of lazy pronunciation?
Well, I think that's the same for many accents. Or people always find the easiest way to pronounce something.
对，就是有点懒，有点吞音的这种。Actually, you do have this in Chinese as well.
Well, yeah.
And many regional dialects, they would swallow certain sounds.
Yeah, or certain difficult sounds, we might change a little bit. So, for example, the sound TH, the
TH,
is pronounced as a V or an F. So, for example, mother is pronounced mother.
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 Ah, yes. I'm getting the street feel of the language.
Yeah.
Mother. So it's like a mother. V sound.
Yeah.
I've also heard something. Instead of something, it's something.
Something.
With a F sound.
Yeah. Or other. Other.
Okay. So T, TH, and?
Also, the letter H at the beginning of a word is usually dropped.
Oh.
So, for example, instead of saying head, we'll say Ed.
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 Mind your Ed.
Mind your Ed. And you notice as well, for example, mind your Ed, the words blend into each other much.
Your Ed.
Your Ed.
Yeah.
So they blend in together much more than you would in heightened pronunciation, for example.
既有吞音又有连音.
And for example, I heard a sound.
I heard a sound.
Almost. Mm-hmm. They flow into each other, so I heard.
I heard.
I heard. Mm. I heard a sound.
Is this the type of accent that you're likely to hear, for example, from people like bus drivers in London?
Yes, you would hear this type of accent. It's not purely Cockney. It's more of a London accent.
Mm.
And it's the area around London as well.
Mm. But it's mostly working class.
Yeah.
Like working class London accent.
Yeah.
So apart from the pronunciational difference...There's also this whole idea of it being criminal lingo. So there are a lot of, almost like code, like a lot of what you call Cockney rhyming slang?
Yeah, that's it. Originally it was developed in the mid-19th century as a way for thieves to talk without the police knowing what they were saying. But it's gone beyond that. It's actually now a type of dialect.
So rhyming slang means it's not just only slang, but it rhymes. 是押韵的这种俚语。
Yeah. So the idea is that you have two words that are said together, and the second word rhymes with the original word in proper English.
Okay. I mean, this is very theoretical. Can you give us an example?
Okay. So, for example, boat race.
Boat race.
Yeah.
So, what does that mean?
So the second word is race, and that rhymes with face.
Oh, so boat race is just the Cockney rhyming slang for face.
Yeah.
But it's not related at all.
No. And that's why it's a little bit hard to know what it is.
Okay. So you need to learn every single word then.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So, for example, let me give you a quick test.
Okay.
These are all body parts.
Body parts, okay.
Plates of meat.
Plates of meat. Meat. Feet?
Very good.
Okay.
Mince pies.
Mince pies. Eyes.
Yeah. And loaf of bread?
Bread. Head?
Yeah.
Oh, but obviously only because you told me there are...body parts.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's difficult for me. If you don't narrow it down,
I
don't think I would have gotten them.
Yeah. So, for example, there are some words that we do use quite often, but they also change quite a lot. So, for example, the former Prime Minister in Britain, Tony Blair, that was actually for a short time Cockney rhyming slang for hair.
So, obviously, after Tony Blair's term, then I guess this particular slang died.
Yeah.
So it still keeps evolving.
Oh, yeah. It keeps evolving all the time.
Does that mean a lot of people still talk like this?
Yes and no. For example, when I was growing up, people don't talk exclusively in Cockney, simply because it's a little bit old-fashioned. We mostly use it for jokes.
Okay.
It's generally dying out, but you sometimes still hear it in films or TV...
If you mention films and TV, the first thing that comes to mind is Guy Ritchie. Guy Ritchie's Snatch. Guy Ritchie, 这个导演他拍的比如说 Snatch, 偷拐抢骗还有 Lock, Stock, Two Smoking Barrels, 两杆大烟枪 These are seen as primarily based on Cockney accents.
Yeah, but Guy Ritchie is what we would probably say is a Mockney.
Mockney, that's mock. And Cockney. So it's not real Cockney. 这种装出来的动了能枪。 What does that mean? That's not his original accent?
No, it isn't. And it is actually becoming relatively common. So in our previous episode about class differences, like being posh, it's not seen as a good thing many times in the UK. So actually people who come from that sort of upper middle class background, they might try to put on this type of London accent to show that they are...
I'm one of the people.
Kind of, yeah.
Wow, that is really interesting. If you think about English learners in China, people want to speak with a perfect, the old-timey BBC received pronunciation or even heightened received pronunciation because those are standard and they're high class. However, you get actual upper class or upper middle class British people trying to be more street.
Well, yeah. And that's the thing I don't really understand. Because, as I say, so many students, they do try to speak with this very heightened RP, this received pronunciation, which even British people don't really either use or they don't want to use. It's not popular anymore.
So that really shows that accents is never just about language.
No.
I mean, pronunciation, language, accent is always linked with culture, with specific cultural groups. So when you want to pick up or try to train in an accent, make sure you understand the cultural background that is associated with it.
Yeah.
On that note, we will wrap up. So if you feel like there's anything interesting about accents you would like to share, whether it's English accents or it's Chinese accents, original accents or specific accents that are tied with certain cultural groups, feel free to leave a comment in the comment section.
See you next time.
See you.